Podtacular, episode 157, finishing the fight for the week of April 8th, 2008.
This is part one of two of the final episode of the Podtacular audio podcast.
Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. You're about to hear what the Halo Nation had to say about this week's topic at Podtacular.com to help you dominate at Halo. So strap on your Spartan armor and grab a battle rifle, because it's time to finish the fight.
It's come down to just you and me. A battle will decide our destiny. My brothers are dead, my family is hurt. I'm on the ground, no, I'm on the ground.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the final episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am Fumo John.
I am JBB.
I'm Spellcheck. You can call me Splee Cheeks.
Woohoo! Yes,
the infamous Splee Cheeks.
He's back.
This is Captain Prong.
And I'm Chucky J.
All right.
Fumo Wife.
Yay!
Fumo Wife. Wow, so we got a full crew here today.
Yes, actually, Dialpex was supposed to join us. He might actually join us eventually throughout the show, but you know, we're hoping that he makes it in. And also, we were going to have Nene, but as always, Nene is elusive and backed out at the last second.
He refused to be caught.
Yeah, yes. He's in the witness protection program or something. Explains a lot.
Yes, actually, the movie Donnie Brasco was about Nene. Yes.
I did not know that.
I'm so far removed. I don't really know who Nene is. I was on the forums earlier trying to figure out who it is. Apparently, not that many people find Nene as funny as you guys.
You know, Spellcheck, I think it's better that you don't know who Nene is.
I think it is better.
It's kind of like Waldo, basically. He's just as well hidden.
Yeah, what you don't know can't hurt you, you know?
Exactly. Just
wear a red and white striped shirt.
Yeah. And you know what? The phrase, forget about it, nay nay. That's all I have to say.
Forget about it.
Yeah. Okay, my voice cracked.
Yeah.
American all right,
Revolution.
So,
nay nay. Boston
so
Tea Party.
So, Fumo, good. Yeah, Boston Tea Party.
Yep, all nay nay.
Zeppelin. The Zeppelin was Nene?
Yep. Yep. And in World War II? Yep.
Oh, parting the Red Sea?
Parting the Red Sea.
So,
my wife's looking at me like I'm
Nene
nuts.
Was like,
ditto.
Landing on the moon? Nene.
Yep.
Yeah, he was the cameraman while they were
yes.
on the moon.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was the cameraman for the Santa Stage on Mars.
He was like, oh, hang on a sec. I forgot to press record. Oh, okay, go ahead.
How does my hair look?
Man, one giant leap for Nene.
Aww. He was like, forget about it. We're going to the moon.
One small step for Yetis. So.
All right. So yes. Fumo Jive, this is it, man. This is the end.
This is it. And like we're saying, we got a full crew going on here. We got we got Spellcheck back from the dead. So
yes, Spellcheck. Before we move on, Spellcheck, man, how you been? Where you been?
There's about three reasons. And I've had a lot. No, because there's a lot of people that kind of like from the forums list, because I got back on there recently. Mm-hmm. They're like, they don't really know who I was because they joined around episode 50 and I left on 47. So like, sweet, perfect. Right when I left is when everyone else joined. But so like, a lot of people don't really know why I left or even who I was. I was the co-host from episode 2 through 47. Mm-hmm. The reason I left, it's about three things combined. Well, the first thing was my Xbox, my original Xbox, broke. Yeah. It had to be sent in for repair. After receiving it back, though, my Halo 2 disc was scratched into oblivion and would not play.
Yeah. I have a question before you go to number three, because I gotta know. What were you doing to your Xbox and your Halo 2 disc?
I think it was a matter of, I ripped a lot of CDs onto my Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them, which were probably really in poor condition. So I really think, I mean, there's using those like bad CDs in the Xbox to put a lot of dirt in there. Because it essentially, like, the dashboard worked perfect. It was disc reading disc. Didn't matter what the disc was, whether it was brand new or anything, it couldn't read anything at all. So that's what it was. My laser got too dirty or too bad, and I opened it up and tried to fix it. There, I was out of luck, and so I sent it off for $100.
So yeah, TV is like covered in dirt and with like sandpaper on the bottom and stuff like that.
Well, no, my next door neighbor opened his up and he didn't fix it, and he ended up having to buy a brand new Xbox.
Wow. He's like, "Where's my vanilla ice CD? It's in the cat litter. Ah, let me just burn it into my Xbox."
That's the weird thing. When I got it back, the hard drive had some things still on there and other things not. So it had all my music on there, but when I got it back, my Halo 1 profiles were gone.
Oh, man.
Like, some of my Halo 2 profiles were gone. And, like, a couple other games had stuff missing. Like, it wasn't, like, it was so, it was weird because it wasn't everything. It was just some things.
That was Nanny.
What it was. Like, it,
so it was number three.
But number three is funny. I guessed it.
That I'm sure not everyone in this community will relate to.
Well, not back then, anyway.
Yeah, well, at least back then. JV Bean already knows what it is. I got a girlfriend.
How dare you?
Treachery.
And I knew that was a bad reason, and I didn't even tell Fumo till like right now, like 3 seconds.
Oh man, it's funny because
he's telling me this, and me and Chucky J, like, while Fumo was messing with his computer, and he's like, "Number three, I'm so embarrassed by it." I'm like, "You got a girlfriend?" Yeah, I'm like, "Don't do it to you, buddy."
And I'm not with her anymore, so it's all good.
Oh,
but don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about it. I learned my lesson, bros.
Yes.
There you go. Done.
Well, it's good to have you on, at least for one last episode. I mean, people did miss you in the community. There was plenty of forum posts about where Spellcheck.
About every 6 months. Mm-hmm. Every 6 months or so, somebody'd ask.
Yes. So
because somebody would eventually go back through and listen to those older episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I've been around for a while, and so were you, and I mean, you had some classic moments on the show. So
definitely.
One which I'm gonna definitely bring out there that I remember.
Yep.
But I do want to welcome Captain Crunk, because Captain Crunk actually has his own podcast right now.
Mm-hmm. A little bit.
Why don't you go into that?
Well, one of the things with it is, it's not so much a podcast by itself, but it's for a magazine that I work for.
Mm-hmm.
And, we do it kind of as a bonus to our readers, give them some insight and we talk about things that we do with our magazine and things that we like, stuff like that. So it's not just a podcast itself, but
it's a magazine there.
Yeah, it revolves around the magazine, just like the site and everything else.
And can you please tell us the name of the magazine?
Oh man, I hate to do the shameless plug.
It is
called Peak Magazine. It's P-I-Q.
There you go.
Sweet. And it's about all kinds of entertainment, movies, anime, video games, all kinds of great geek type stuff. So
awesome. I was actually watching. I had to stop it. Appleseed X Machinima. I remember you guys in episode one talking about that. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's on the cover of our first issue. Mm-hmm. And shameless plug number two. Our second issue is about to come out soon.
No problem with that, man.
Those of you who really aren't familiar with Cap'n Crunk, this man really is responsible for a lot of what you see on podtacular.com. Mm-hmm. You really helped get this thing going back.
Absolutely.
When, because used to be this really shoddy blogspot website.
Yeah. What?
Oh boy,
what did you go through for that?
Well, I remember catching you guys, or even just Fumo in the first show. And I remember thinking, "Oh, I got to see where this is going to go." And so I listened, and I heard Spellcheck come on, and I said, "You know, I'm going to email these guys and just see if they want some help with their blogspot page."
Boy, did we need help!
Yes.
And so, yeah, it turned into a whole thing after that. You know, it just kind of took off once we got a real site going. And
absolutely. So we're gonna go into that actually. I do want to intro into our segment with Fumo Jive, because we are gonna go into the story of Podtacular.
Mm-hmm.
And from Old Jive. Take it away, buddy.
Well, we also got Chucky J here. And
Yes. I wasn't going to leave him out. I was going to bring him in.
Man,
no, I was going to bring him in.
Chuck,
I was going to slowly bring him in there.
Hey, I just snuck in here. I don't, you know.
Well, we all know that Chucky J and Godtacular and... So Chucky, how is Godtacular doing nowadays?
Oh, pretty well. It's kind of interesting because it seems like every week the group that comes is a little bit different. Mm-hmm. Like there's a few regulars, but then there's always like two or three new people. So we ended up like with eight or so people every week, and nice. They're always a little bit different.
Different how? Personality wise or
age wise?
And it's doing well.
The people that want to say hi to Fumo, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they assume that he would be there.
Yep. Yeah.
Would they leave when they know he's not there?
No. Okay. Everybody's real cool like that.
That would have been so wrong.
Yeah.
Come over here. No, I'm leaving.
They come for the Bible study, but then when he shows up, they're like, "Ooh, yep, it's good."
That's so celebrity.
You know, and this is another thing that because me and Spellcheck were talking about some of the things that has gone on since he left. And I remember when I told Microsoft about Godtacular, and I mm-hmm. told Tony Hines, and he sends me an email like, "Here you go, buddy," and he sends me these links to their site and Kotaku, and I'm like, "Oh my god," you know, Godtacular and. You know, Godtacular.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
That was huge. That was huge. Mm-hmm. And we've been going through some apologetics topics, looking mm-hmm. at some of the evidence for God's existence and for the Bible being accurate and things like that. And it's just been really interesting. We're just kind of building, you know, kind of like in a courtroom. We're kind of building up a case, building up a case for God. So
you know, I got to ask you a question. Sorry to interrupt you. In talking about games.com, there was a thread about Godtacular.com.
Really?
Where's that coming from? You don't know about it?
I've been on your forums a couple times, but I missed that. No.
Okay. So later on, I'll send you a link.
Well, that was Fimo's idea too. He set aside that domain just in case we wanted to make a website, but. Let's just say I haven't had much real life time to do something like that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that is why the show is ending, folks.
Yeah. So it just links back to the forums right now.
Okay. Sweet. Okay. Well, yeah. Fumo Jive.
Well, also got Fumo
Let's
Wife
get
here.
The show going.
Bye. Yeah, she was on an episode a while back. I remember that one.
Yes. Which one was that? That was 50th? No.
That was 100.
100.
Oh, yeah. It was 100, wasn't it?
I remember because I couldn't make it. I'm like, dude,
I couldn't make it either. I wanted to make it to 100.
Yeah, man. I remember you told me it was Gemini Ace and for my wife. Right? Was that correct? That was the one where Gemini was on, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember because I had to put all those clips together from the old shows.
Yeah, that was
that was fun.
I bet. And yeah, those were that was a good like a good segment when you put
that was
all
a good
those
look back at where we come from.
Yeah, that was really
exactly.
Cool.
Is Fumo Wife gonna join us today?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi.
Hey.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good, and you?
I'm doing good.
Been eating any hot, spicy foods lately?
Actually, I learned about a new Thai place that's supposed to be hotter than Napa Sore North.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if I can still handle it like I used to.
Well, for those that don't know, me, Mike, and Fumo Wife, and my wife, we do hang out once in a while, and we do go to dinners. So she actually pwned Fumo Jive one time.
Wow.
And made it. She ate hotter food than he did. And then she trash talked throughout the process.
Yep.
It was great.
She was like, "Oh, numb, sit down."
I'm sure that's exactly what she said.
And Fumo Wife is Fumo Jive is sweating, and he's like, "I can't eat this."
I was like, "I can't take it. You win." She was like, "What? You suck."
Yeah, that was awesome. I was like, I gotta mention this, so I'm glad I found the opportunity to mention it finally.
Is that what you're holding back, or is there something else?
Speaking of being pwned, did Fumo Jive ever tell you about the time that he was playing Halo and I was on the microphone, so people thought that they were being pwned by a girl? They were calling me all sorts of nice names.
Oh, wow. So yeah, you got to experience how it,
yeah,
how
what it's like to it actually do people. Well in Halo.
Yeah, a bit of a run-in with the Halo general population, let's call it.
Yeah, very interesting.
Fumo, remember the time I went to your house and I got on? I did the same thing, but I was talking on your account, and some people were like, "Damn, Fumo, you sound like JBB."
Yeah, you sound different, man.
I like really
lozenge or something.
JBB took him to New York.
Yeah,
they're like, really? And they're like, wow, I got a cold. I was like, hold on, let me check my mic, and then I'll give it to Fumo Jive, and he'll come on, and he goes, is that better?
Better?
Yeah, yeah.
That was great, man.
Well, let's yeah. get this started, man.
Let's do it.
As much as, yeah.
Yeah, we're like 20 minutes in.
Yeah,
know.
Well, hey, this is the one where we're pulling out all the stops. We're going exactly. as long as it's going to be. So, you know, you probably have to pause and come back to this at some point. You know, even if you're like driving across country, you're like, all right, time to pause and come back to this one. I'm on my way back.
Yeah. This is going to kick it old school where the episodes were pretty long.
Oh, they were our first, like, and actually, this is what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the history of Podtacular, where it came from
the beginning.
But like, I mean, like, one thing, and I don't know if we're really going to touch on this, but like, podcasting really kind of started around it's about like June, July of 2005. And Podtacular started, I think you did episode one. It was at like late July 2005. And we had like episode, I know I started in August, like early August. So. Like, I mean, we were really on the brink of one of the really early ones.
Yeah. And it's funny because I'm friends with Godfrey, and he told me, he's like, wow. When I told him that, you know, we were ending it, he was surprised, and he actually took it to heart, because he said, wow, you know, we were amongst the first, you know. He said Podtacular was there in the beginning, and
was Podtacular, and it was good.
Well, I mean, it's podcasts started a little bit before that, but there was like 4,000 to 5,000 podcasts at the time that we started Podtacular, and now there's, I think, well over 100,000 podcasts.
Fuck. About
I know Gamertag Radio started before us as well, and they were, you know, Godfrey Gamertag Radio. They were really my main inspiration for starting Podtacular. You know,
Man, their production value was so much higher than ours, and I was so jealous.
Oh yeah, when we started out, it was embarrassing.
They were literally about like 7 months ahead of us as far as like maturity. They really were a lot further than.
And that's, you know, that's where I found you guys. So.
Yeah. Well, let's go from the beginning.
Let's do it.
So let's see. I guess starting on like where the podcast like first started off with. What I was trying to do is, I mean, I did a lot of commuting and I listened to a lot of podcasts. But I just got an iPod. And, you know,
iPod Shuffle. Remember, iPod it was a shuffle. It wasn't a real iPod.
The sticky gum.
Like fake iPod.
iPod. Yeah.
Yeah. It was the mini. Yeah. Of iPods.
We don't need no stinking screen.
So I was, you know, I was using that to listen to podcasts and everything. And you know, at the same time, I'd finally got my own Xbox and been playing a bunch of Halo 2 online and been getting way into it. So I was thinking, like, you know, I wanted to kind of give back to podcasting. And I was trying to think of a couple different podcasts that, you know, I could possibly do and kind of do my research. And there's a couple other ones I was thinking of. But it turned out that Halo 2, I figured the biggest thing about doing a Halo podcast is that I was never going to run out of stuff to talk about. And I don't think we ever ran out of stuff to talk about. We could continue to go on for ages.
Oh, absolutely.
And have plenty of new and interesting stuff to talk about. But it's, you know, that's not the issue, really. But, yeah, I mean, that was the main reason I wanted to start a Halo podcast. And looking into it, there were a couple other podcasts at the time, which Spellcheck I can talk about in a sec. But the thing is that they weren't particularly successful. Like there was one that the audio quality was really poor, especially in the first couple episodes, and they weren't producing very frequently. Another one that had quit for at least a month and probably ongoing, and turned out to be that was the last one. So yeah, there wasn't anything that really had taken off. So I thought maybe there'd be an opportunity there. So what was some of our competition there, Spellcheck?
The one I really remember was Halo 2 Talk.
I remember
this,
that too.
This actually was a clan doing a show, and they talked some major trash about us. They didn't like us.
A lot of, there were a few haters out there. Not anymore, that's for sure.
Halo Forefathers clan, and they still have, like, their page is still up. You can still go find Halo 2 Talk.
Yeah, they had a good show, though. I mean, they had, like, really in-depth, like, discussion of different, like, strategies and stuff for the maps and everything.
Oh, never mind. That link is dead. The Forefathers clan name. You can actually even buy that domain again. Never mind. I'm totally fine. They're all gone.
We're like, let's see. $9.99? Okay, I'll take it.
So let me ask Fumo wife a question.
Yes.
When did he approach you about this? And I mean, what was your initial thoughts when he started podcasting?
What is a podcast? That was probably my first
Exactly.
Yeah, he kind of had to explain it to some of our friends, too, so he kind of had his little synopsis of how he would say it. It's like a radio show for the internet, and, you know, people were familiar with MP3s, but they didn't realize you could put anything on an MP3, not just music. So, actually, I don't really remember exactly when he told me about it. I think he just started doing stuff, and I don't really
remember saying, like, look, this is, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it, you know, all the way, and I'm going to put a lot of effort into it, definitely, but, you know, so I just wanted to kind of prepare you of, like, how much work I was going to put in, and it's been
he didn't ask permission or anything.
so one day out of the blue, did he go, look, honey, I'm in front of iTunes?
Yeah, actually, he did. I think as it kind of rolled along, he would... My earliest memories are when he was checking to see how many subscribers he had, and it just went up exponentially pretty much every day, and he'd check it, and it was just like 1,000, 2,000, whatever, you know, it was like, what the heck, you know, so crazy,
Yeah, that's good to know. So, Fumo, what else happened during the beginnings?
So, we had the...
In the beginning.
Okay,
the
sorry.
One man.
And a microphone.
And an iPod.
In the beginning,
Didn't I say, like, a little munchkin or something whispered in your ear to start pod time? I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was Tyrone the Leprechaun. He's like, yo, Fumo, come on, man.
There he is on the midgets again.
Yeah.
I hate midgets. But
all right, so go ahead, dude. Sorry about that.
But I was saying that, like, in the beginning, I started off, like, intentionally with just, like, a minimal setup. I had just, the website was real basic. It was actually just a template right off of Blogger. It was this dark blue thing going on, and eventually we had a separate, at least a different banner at the top, so there was something iconic about it. But it just started with a real simple Blogger site there, and right after the first episode, where I was basically just talking into my internal mic and my computer, and just kind of set up a basic outline of some things about Halo to talk about, and it was pretty horrible, but. After that, at least you can show a progression from that. But
definitely.
But after that, I was looking for a co-host because, you know, after listening to other podcasts, I was like, you know, this ain't gonna fly with just me jabbering on about stuff. So I really need someone to joke around with and have a whole thing. So I put co-host Star Search on the the blog.
That's what
site.
It was. Yeah, it was co-host Star Search.
Yeah.
You know what was funny when I heard that episode and you were saying, yeah, I'm looking for a co-host, I'm not too funny, and I need somebody funny, and blah, blah, blah. And I remember going, man, maybe I should call up. And I mean, this is when I heard you guys on iTunes. So, no, as a matter of fact, yeah, I found you guys on iTunes, not on a Gamertag Radio.
That's when iTunes actually did have a big selection, and you actually, it was really easy to find stuff then. They really changed.
And I put Halo, like everybody else does, and I found a few shows, and I found that, and I listened to episode one, and you're like, yeah, I need a co-host. And I mean, but I the thought popped in my head. I never took it seriously. And then, you know, of course, the next episode, Spleet Cheeks was on.
So why don't you tell them?
Why don't you go about into that a little bit?
Okay, yeah, there's a really funny backstory. 2 weeks prior, I'd say, to the posting of the Star Search thing, there's a website called Odeo, which is what Fumo had to use to be able to put his this podcast on Shuffle because it had to, it kind of had to just you can't just use podcasts because it that Shuffle now doesn't support.
Right, there was iTunes store yet. Yeah, no podcast directory on iTunes, so that was the only.
Well, no, there's just no way to put podcasts onto a Shuffle. There's just no way unless you.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah.
So Odium was kind of a bigger deal back in the day. Now it means nothing, absolutely nothing now.
Right.
Yeah. I found that's actually where I found Podtacular was on Odeo, and I listened to the first episode and I insulted Fumo Jive.
I really did.
Like I said, like, man, the quality's crap and it sounds really bad and you're not, like, it's so embarrassing now.
Yeah.
So the truth comes out. Yeah. But I mean, I sent him an email and I was actually going to look up that email and see what I wrote, but it was really like before we knew it. I mean, there was this big deal of we had to try and get Fumo a mic. That was fun.
Yeah.
Instead of using his internal one. I mean, that first episode was really weird because this was also really before. So, I mean, Skype was, we're thinking 2.5 years ago or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Skype didn't really have a lot of the tools that you see now where you can just record the audio that comes right out of it. Like that's what we do now. Right. We use the audio hijacking program. So I just joined up and that was it. I mean, I sent him an email. There's like another guy in the running, I believe. Then there was somebody else too, but I just got it first. So that was that.
Yeah, there was a couple guys. We ended up talking on the phone for a bit. I mean, spell check, and you know, he was a Christian too. And the reason I was happy about that is because I didn't want like Pod Tacker to be a bunch of like really nasty talk all the time. And that's what we've kept that standard even to today. There's like a line that we don't cross. And if we do, I say edit, you know, we edit it out. And sometimes I cross it too, you know, it's like.
Yeah, yeah.
In his words, Mike said he didn't want me to cuss up the podcast.
Don't be talking stuff now.
Don't be talking stuff.
I wouldn't be cussing up the podcast, which was true. And until a few episodes ago, when someone else wanted to be bleeped out, like that was their dream to be bleeped out.
Oh yeah, that was Long Banana Phone last episode. And in reality, he didn't curse. He was just saying.
Right. He said, "Mother Flubber, your ship has come in." Let's take a quick break here, and we're gonna do this throughout the show. We're gonna get to some people that have sent in their gamer tags for the final audio episode of Podtacular as we transition to the video, and we're gonna check some of those out. So here's some people that have been a part of the show in the past and are part of this one. Here we go.
Hey everyone, this is Arcade Wizard.
Hey Podtacular, it's Dickie61.
Logan Payne speaking. I will miss this podcast and being on it.
Oscar344.
Hey everyone, it's Lancelot.
Hey Podtacular, it's Anorexic Leader.
Hey Podtacular, this is Halo Master.
Camel Inferno.
This is AustinDeath518.
Hey Podtacular, this is Jurassic03.
Hey everybody, this is JP Oliver.
Hey, Podtacular to me, Master Podtac.
Hey, this is Steve, Medic13.
This is Noobs Are People Too.
Hey, this is Red Channel.
Hey, this is Sergeant Corona.
Hi, this is Jacob Wilson, also known as Orion255.
Hi, this is Mason GXL. I'd like to send out a goodbye to Podtacular. You guys have been great to me.
Hit me, Ball Metal Gecko, your favorite gecko in metal pants.
Well, this is Dr. Tom.
Hey, guys, Heavy Fire Grip.
Hey, Podtacular, it's Rogue119.
Yo, what's up? This is True Jim.
Hey, what up, Podtacular? This is Unleashed.
Man of Popsicle 14.
Hi, Podtacular, it's Nearsorgan1 here.
Yeah, my gamer tag is Palladian from the SFX360 group in South Florida. Just want to say, Podtacular, you've been great. Want to say goodbye wishes and you'll be missed.
Hey, Podtacular, it's Potential Flame here.
Hey, guys, this is Serious Striker.
Hey, Podtacular, what's up? This is Peach from pregamelobby.com.
Hey, Podtacular,
It's the Hawk 442.
This is X-Tech.
Hey, PodTech, it's the one, the only, the Podhead Sweeper.
Hey, this is Casey Smacker.
Hey, what's going on, PodTackler? This is Cyclonic.
Hi. My gamer tag is Captain Anger.
Hey, this is Klepto Kangaroo from the one and only PodTackler.com.
Hey, PodTackler, this is OOO Furies OOO.
Hey, Juice Pirate here.
Mocha Man. Later.
And we're back. Welcome back, everybody. It's time to continue on the history lesson podtacular, picking up the pace a bit and getting on to some stuff that we got to towards today. So, so Spellcheck, you were talking about how you joined the show. From there, we started.
They started getting a little bit longer. Our shows, our early ones are about an hour and a half in length. But just because they're an hour and a half in length doesn't mean it took us an hour and a half to make them. It was taking about a whole Sunday afternoon.
Right.
Yeah. We'd start about 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Central Time.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd finish about 6-7 o'clock at night. But, I mean, it was like an all day thing, like all afternoon thing. And then we'd barely have it up by like 2 o'clock the next afternoon.
Yeah.
But with all that though, we still decided that we were going to split the show in about 2-3 pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
So
I remember that well.
Just to have
Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, right?
Uh huh. We had a lot of people really wanting us to do more shows,
mm-hmm.
and we knew that we could do more shows, but we couldn't do more days to record.
Right.
So you did one 3-hour show.
But before we split the shows up, we did something really, really cool, and it's actually more cool now than it was back then. We got Major Nelson on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, yes. I remember. Yeah.
Yes, and I have and remember, this is when Major Nelson was doing his little, 5-minute blog.
Right.
Cast, I guess you want to call it.
Back then, it was okay to call it a netcast. It was still okay to call it netcast, mm-hmm. and blogcast. Microsoft employees couldn't call it a podcast.
Right. But it was funny because I remember listening to that show. And there's a part where I think Fumo, you asked Spellcheck a question, or he didn't answer, and he's like, Spellcheck, where are you? He goes, I went to go get a cookie.
I do remember that. Dude, that was funny.
No, it's crackers.
We got real quiet. I went to get a cookie.
Dude, that show was pretty fun. And you know, as it turned out, that this was like early on when Major Nelson came on, and mm-hmm. we were still having major audio problems, really. And if you go back and listen to it, I mean, it sounds horrible. It's just like grating quality.
What was great though? What was great about that episode? He wanted to stay on. He's like, I'm going to stay on with you guys.
Well, he couldn't stay the whole episode, if I remember right. Like he will stay through like 75% of it, and we just did a lot of talking because this was actually even too. We got to really just like talk to him about the Xbox 360.
Yeah,
that was one of the coolest parts for me. Yeah,
we got to clear up so many rumors about the 360. Like we got to be like a big deal. I was like freaking out. It was so cool.
Exclusive.
Like, it really was. But Major Nelson's like a really kind of a big deal now. Anyone who has a 360 and is connected to live knows who he is because his name pops up all the time in the little like inside Xbox stuff.
Yes.
But back then, he was like a guy who Microsoft. Now it's a big enough deal to us.
Definitely.
We spent like a good 30, 40 minutes just like chilling with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
but,
you went
like,
to go grab a cookie
recording that
too.
Episode was such a hassle because like we couldn't do it at our normal time because we had to get him when he was in the office. And we couldn't do it on Friday because I had to work. We couldn't do it like on some night because Fumo had Kung Fu.
Ah.
I mean,
Kung Fu, what?
Yeah. He brought that up. He was like, man, he told you about his Kung Fu.
I was doing Kung Fu like a couple times a week, man.
Oh, dude, I'm not coming to visit you anymore.
Not, man.
Do you see?
You see?
People work correct when they say
that.
He
can do more than just daily. He actually can kill you.
With my
you gotta see how he plays the drums on Rock Band. I knew those hands weren't that fast by just podcasting.
I play Rock Band.
But it's funny because I remember the shows being, of course, back then, poor audio quality. And like you mentioned, Skype was pretty new at the time. So we used to all have to send our Audacity audio individually, and then you guys had to fit it in.
Oh, yeah.
And this well, there is 3 hours like, of work.
Like, we necessarily couldn't even get Skype to work all the time, so
I know.
We had to do, no, like, we would literally, like, phone call it in sometimes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But one thing, Pete, I remember somebody, not maybe about a year ago, used to, had actually brought this up, and they used to say, you know what, man, you guys had these long pauses.
Yep.
And he goes, I got so used to it that I didn't even notice it anymore. He goes, it was a unique feature from you, you know, of Podtacular. And I remember listening to episode 18, and I remember the long pause. It was like, yeah.
Should we do it now, just for old time's sake?
It was these awkward things where, like, we'd always forget, whose turn is it to talk?
Yeah.
Well, maybe if I just wait, somebody will
somebody
remember.
Somebody else jumping, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Fortunately, the magic of post-processing can take care of things like that now. Yay!
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We'll fix it in post.
We just, like, scream the word, edit! And then we're like, okay, we're good. Now we just pick up
a
wheel.
I don't know why we did that. That's so stupid. I had this genius idea that, like, in order for me to more easily, or whoever was editing at the time, to more easily find edits in the show, instead of just, like, saying edit and writing down the time,
we
would yell at the top of our lungs, edit! So that, like, so you could actually look at it visually and try to find the spike in audio.
You know what? It worked pretty well for a while until we stopped yelling it and just started saying, hi, my name is Spellcheck, blah, 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 edit. Then we could never find it if it was never a spike in audio. And so then, like, I think there's a couple that slipped through our cracks. We're like, yeah, man, we need to re-record that. Okay, let's start over.
Yeah.
Okay, whenever you're playing on Lockout, there's a ghost. There's a ghost on Lockout, and you're like, what? Let's go.
Oh, nice. Now there was a clan. The clan developed eventually based off the podcast. The
clan had a rocky start.
What was that?
The clan had a very rocky start.
Yes.
And Fumo can really attest to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
oh, yes.
Did.
We
yes,
had about 80 clans.
Well, we had like
originally the clan was more like an extension of our friends list because you can only have 100
yes,
friends
right,
each.
Right.
And back then, we were allowed to have the clan. Like you said, it was an extension.
Yeah.
But we had, like, recreational clans from A to Z.
Mm-hmm.
We had pro clans. We had all-stars. We had Podtacular clan.
Yeah. It went bonkers. I mean, it started out with just, like, Podtacular, the clan. That was it. And, of course, back then, clans were also competitive because, you know, you could, like, you could have a level for your clan and everything and play clan matches in matchmaking and stuff like that. So, you know, then people, then it started to get from Podtacular 1 and 2, where we had basically my clan and Spellcheck's clan. And then it got to the point where that was not enough. There was more people that could get on, and we went through all these different clan systems. Really, I mean, I'm sure the listeners would kind of get bored to hear, like, every single clan system we went through.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No.
So basically, we ended up having the recreational clans is where anybody can join if they're fans of the show or part of the community or whatever. And then we had the pro clans, where people have to try out and meet a certain, you know, level of skill. And then you have the all-stars, which are the best of the pros. We have, like, different, different numbers of clans and things like that within that. But that's the basic structure that we settled on after many, many trials and errors.
I remember all of us were in Podtacular Pro A, I think. It was a lot. Like you said, it got out of hand eventually.
Yeah.
But at one point, it was really fun to kind of look at it, everybody's clan level, you know, kind of brag about it.
We tried having a bunch of different clans. We tried having the Podtacular clan was just for level 15s and above, and then we had another one for the Pod Rookies. We had people like go and they had all these politics go on, and people would go and destroy clans by deleting everyone and then say it wasn't them, and it was my friend that came in and destroyed it, and we're just like,
Chucky J, you actually made a comment about that earlier.
Oh yeah, yeah. I was glad to be in Rec A, but I don't like Rec A and Rec E were two of the ones that seemed to be doing the most. I'm sure the overlords of the other ones would disagree with me, but
yes, yeah. And then of course we have the infamous Keep On Fragging Trucks. And
oh my gosh! I actually listened to the episode the other day. It was like 3 or 4 episodes ago. Fumo explained it.
Yes.
But I mean, it really was just that. It was like keep on trucking. That's what I'd say.
Yeah, you used to keep on trucking. Fumo would say keep on fragging. Yes. And then one day you were like, you know what? Keep on
fragging trucks.
Yeah. Yep, and that's how it was born. There was no hidden message behind that one.
I mean, yep. And then like everyone kind of like put their own little spin on it when they started emailing, like keep on fragging ducks.
Yeah.
Keep on. It was like, you know, and every time we answer an email, I since then was like, hey guys, you know, thank you. Here's my tip, blah 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 blah. You know, keep on fragging munchkins. You know, keep on fragging name. It's like something like they have their own little way of saying, you know, that's like their little piece as well.
Right. Yeah. So Spellcheck, have you gone back and listened to what's happened to it since then?
There's a couple instances. I haven't listened to like every single episode since 47 and today. I've listened to probably like 9 or 10 episodes though. I mean, I listened to the specials. I gotta listen to the special episodes.
Yeah.
And I've watched a couple episodes of Pod TV, which we'll touch on that in a second.
It's funny listening to the old ones.
And this is something I told people on the forums a little bit earlier that, I mean, I've been away from Podtacular for just about 2 years now. It feels crazy that Podtacular is even more than 2 years old to me, too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But it felt good just to know it was still there when I was gone. It really did. It's just like, man, I was part of that, and I helped build that, and it's still going. It felt good. It really did.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. And you know, we kind of, well, of course, you know, the loyal listeners will never forget that Freak in a Box used to edit the show.
And he did it for a while. He did an amazing job.
Yes. And, you know, no pay, did it out of the goodness of his own heart. And it was funny because, you know, on Call of Duty 4 the other night, Fumo, we were, you know, he was on my team. And I'm like, oh, my God, Freak in a Box. How you doing? Wow, you know. So, I mean, you know, we've had a lot of great individuals working on our shows.
There's actually like one guy, and we don't have him in the notes, so I gotta say if I forget yet. Anybody who's a listener of the older episodes will probably remember a man named Decidus.
Yeah, Decidus. Yep. He used to fill in once in a while.
He did fill in like I think like on like 2 or 3 episodes.
Yes.
He filled in,
and he used to have his rant
for me once, and he filled in for Fumo a couple times.
I mean, you had a rant.
It's the Podtacular rants.
Yep.
I mean, some were better than others, but I mean, he sent us like, I mean, because we used to say, you know, send in your segments, blah 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 blah, you know, and he did. He really did, and he was really good.
Yeah. I remember him, and he just fell off the face of the earth.
He really did. I mean, because he was actually, and this is what we're going to talk about next. He was in charge for the longest time with Pod TV.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
And. For those that remember, Pod TV just wouldn't work. It's like no matter what happened, like someone else would take control of it and it's like, yeah, man, I have a capture card and I can do all this stuff. And then they'd like vanish.
Yep.
It's like the ghost of Lockout was killing our entire crew.
It became like a running joke, like because Pod TV can never get off the ground. So it's like, yeah, right, that'll happen when Pod TV gets off the ground.
It really was. Like, because it was supposed to be done by sometime April 2006. First it was like we were going to have it in January of 2006, which was really ambitious of us to say that. Mm-hmm. But we were going to have it in early 2006, and then it kept getting pushed back, and then I left the show and didn't really keep track of it. But apparently it kept going. It still was not going to happen. And it's up and running now. We got some guys that are really, you know, they can do it now. But,
yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Back then it was hard. Back then was.
You didn't
have the same, you know.
There's a bunch of stuff. Politics software was a big part of it, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Another guy who used to edit our show was Cyclonic. Don't want to leave him out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, editing's not an easy job.
It takes a lot of time. I mean, you really think that, like, okay, they screw up here and there, delete those two things. But, I mean, getting a hold of everybody's audio, because there was a time where we recorded each audio separately. Yes, everybody hit record, and then we all uploaded to, like, usendit.com. He'd have to download of all the stuff.
Wow.
I mean, it took a couple of hours, usually.
Yeah.
It wasn't always a fun process.
And sometimes just sending it through usendit took a few hours. It was like, wow, this audio is 300 megs.
Yep. And then we'd get out of sync because, like, the people would, their computers would lag, and Audacity would crash while we were recording.
For
one person, and if it happens for one person, we're pretty much screwed.
Yeah,
so,
everybody's. Yep.
Oh, man. Yeah. That was a nightmare for all podcasters. Never do that. It's not a good idea.
It seemed like a good idea.
It seemed like a good idea on paper. Yeah, definitely.
Well, speaking of having people do things for the Podtacular community out of the greatness of their heart, Captain Crunk, like we said earlier, you came on and you decided, hey, I'm going to help you guys out with a website. So, yeah. I mean, how long actually did it take you to just say, okay, let's get this thing rolling?
Well, I mean, not long after I heard back from the guys, I kind of started finding out like how it could work, and you know how we would be able to build something, even just something just minimal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think over the course of a few months, it finally got going to where we had a kind of a test site though.
Yeah, I remember that.
enough to kind of play around with, and I think it was it early 2006? That's when it all kind of dropped.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going.
What was funny with that test site, everybody had access to it towards the end. It was like, you want the password to the test site?
Yeah. It really did become kind of...
Yeah, it became like the secret beta to get into.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was like...
And everybody was on it. It was like, okay, let's go ahead and open it.
Yes. But no, that was a big deal. That was a big deal when the site finally launched.
I think really the only reason we didn't open it up was we had to like manually like re-add every single episode to the database. And
yeah, because you had a part in that too, Spellfit, right?
Yeah, I mean, I can still actually, if I wanted to, I could like change some of the comments on episode like 17 like through like 23. I could say, the best episode ever! You know, JVB sounded really funny here. I could be like, I still have access to those because I created those. I don't have admin privileges anymore. I used to, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
This was about, like, and a little bit before this is when we found our one and only JVB. Was it, like, around... It was a little bit... Like, I mean, you'd always been here, but you started taking a more active role.
Well, I started as a listener, like everybody else, and I remember I said, you know what, I'm gonna send in a call in. And I remember it was something dumb where I did my Arnold impersonation, and I was like, hey, this is JVB from XboxCircle.com, and I have a friend here who has something to say, and I was like, Podtacular, spectacular, yay! And then you guys played it on the show, and I'm like, I'm telling my wife, babe, they played my submission. And I kept rewinding it. And then, of course, I came up with Team Bubble Bath. Wabin?
I mean, like, podcasting, as someone who's been a host, and I'm sure, JVB, like, when you're a part of the podcast, it really doesn't feel like much.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're not, to hear somebody else play, just like even you're like, hey, guys, what's up? It's like the coolest thing in the world.
Oh, yes, totally. Totally.
Exactly. But go ahead, JVB.
No, like, and then
like,
I
finally... We did another one, too, where you did like the grunt impressions, too, like as Arnold.
Yeah. I believe I said if Arnold Schwarzenegger was a grunt, like, I don't know. That was so long ago. Then I did the infamous Team Bubble Bath submission. And it's funny because like a few hours after that, Spellcheck calls me on my phone, and I'm like, who's this? He's like, oh, dude, it's Spellcheck. Because he's like, oh, my God, that was the funniest thing I ever heard. I'm like, who's this? Spellcheck. I'm like, oh, cool.
Because the way we had our voicemail set up, we got to see the number of the phone that called from us. So I'm like, oh, this is good. I got to call this guy and tell him that it's good. He needs to be thanked personally.
Yeah, that was like, I thought it was so dumb. I was like, you know what, let me just send it.
It's the classic.
Yep.
And now there's even, you know, version 4, you know, for the 360.
Yes. It's funny, one time I go, hey, Luke, you know, I'm talking to Luke Smith, I go, you know what Team Bubble Bath is? He goes, no. I'm like, alright. I was like, cool. I didn't even tell him. I just wanted to, I was curious, like, if he knew what it was.
Yeah.
At least he didn't say, man, that was the dumbest game type I've ever seen. But,
That's a Bungie favorites if I ever heard one.
Yeah,
right.
That should be, that'd be crazy, though. We actually tried to get a Team Bubble Bath game in on one of the Hump Day challenges, which we'll talk about in a few minutes.
I remember that.
And it was funny because I was like, I was all expecting that we were going to get our game in next because we had already put one in and they put one in. So we're thinking, all right, it's our turn. And I'm like, all right, you know what time it is? Team Bubble Bath. And they just completely ignore me and then throw in their own game time.
Oh, man.
It's like, funny because, okay, all right, we could do that.
Yeah, it actually took Podtacular quite a while to get a challenge for a hump day challenge to play Bungie. And I remember one day I was like, you know what? I posted on the forums. I was like, hey guys, if I pursue this, would you guys, you know, should I pursue it? People were like, yeah, try it. And it just so happened that, and there's another individual I want to thank a lot for so much he's done for Botacular, KP. He was the content editor in Bungie.net at the time. He just so happened to be browsing the forums. And when I contacted Frankie, he goes, oh, KP already told me about it. You guys settled things out. And lo and behold, we had our Bungie Hump Day Challenge. And we actually won. Two games to one.
Yep. It was close.
Fumo Jive made his video debut.
that
was awesome.
There was a really good video. Like the highlights from that Freak in a Box put together. It is amazing. It's really, really good.
Yes.
Unfortunately, part of it was like me sitting in my office, like talking to the camera, and it just ended. That part was like really dorky.
Yeah, he had on his, he was trying to look like David Hasselhoff. He had that little curly hairdo.
Is this on YouTube? I gotta find this.
Yeah, it's on the site. If you look up Podtacker and go back to the news articles, you can find it. But
it's PodTV episode 3.
The worst part about it is like how the I guess Freak in a Box did this. I'm not sure, but the like part. You know how on YouTube you have like those. The part of the video, the frame that you stop on becomes like the front frame before you press play. Yeah. He stopped it like the most dorky part. Like I have my mouth halfway open, my eyes halfway closed, and my neck's like all craned forward. And at the bottom it says real big FUBO Jive, and I'm like,
it stops at the weird, like it just stops, freezes you at a weird angle.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
And also Dalpex, he became part of the crew. He actually became more of a community manager type for Podtacular.com and set up all kind of great events, tournaments, and actually there's a tournament going on right now.
Yep,
that's right.
So, I mean, guys like Krunk and Dalpex and Freak in a Box, Clonic. I mean, the list goes on and on with the amount of help we got. And you don't know about them because they did it unselfishly. And that is what kept Podtacular going for a long time. And it's still going.
It's not going anywhere yet.
Yeah, exactly. It's not going anywhere. But just a podcast. But no, I mean, there's a lot of people to thank.
Yeah, actually, can you talk about the tournaments and how that progressed, Captain Crow?
I would probably be the one to talk about it the best, but I've kind of helped him put those things together, you know, each time they come around. And I know it's something that a lot of people look forward to and a lot of people have fun with. So
it even won an award.
Yeah, right?
Exactly. Won an award, and now what website was that, Fumo?
That was at the, Second Foundation. SecondFoundation.net.
Yes, Foundation.
Yeah, the Halo Community Award for the best tournament for 2000. Was it 2007, I think?
2007, yes.
Yeah, it must have been, and they keep getting bigger and bigger, and, you know, more people coming around to take part and, check it out.
So. Yes, at one time we managed to get prizes. For one of the tournaments, each of the grand prize winners got Halo Vista and Halo 2 Vista, and second place was a copy of Halo Vista for the PC. So, you know, it's gotten notoriety.
Was there even anything for the first one? I don't remember.
No, first place winners got Vista and Halo 2 Vista.
Yeah.
A copy of each.
Yeah, they've taken off, and I know a lot of people from other communities have come and check it out. And, it's good to see, man. It's more than I ever thought would ever happen. I mean, because it's not easy, and I know Dial puts a lot of work into making those, to organizing those, keeping them on track. So.
Yeah, crazy amount of work. He was telling me that while he was running the first season tournament, he had like 20, 30 PMs a day or something like that on the forums, private message about like people asking questions or, you know, having disputes or all kinds of stuff. And,
yeah.
I mean, he's going nuts following up on all that. You know, it's a lot of work, but it really became like something amazing, you know. So, labor of love, definitely.
Yes, and Captain Krunk and Dialpec, I always give you guys credit, man. You guys are the unsung heroes. And,
behind the scenes guys, they really do a lot.
Yes. You know. Fumo Jive's the only pretty face of the two. And I mean, hey, we're here doing all, you know, all this, you know, emotional, happy-go-lucky talk, but at, you know, there were times where we did have our fair share of villains.
Oh, yeah.
In the community and other podcasts that, personally attacked, especially Fumo Drive.
Well, a lot of people, really. In fact, especially Dial Packs, if you're going to go there. But, actually, let's get to that after the break.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a quick break here and get to some more, after the break, controversy returns. More 11.
Conflict.
Dun, dun, dun.
So we're going to get to some more people that sent in their gamer tags to be in the final episode of Podtacular, people that had been part of the podcast, had sent stuff into the podcast, and been listeners to the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
This is for you guys, too, and you guys are very much a part of the show and very much a part of Podtacular. So here we go.
Hey, Podtacular, it's Gamertag Poop in a Basket.
Hey, my name's Utheril.
Hey, Podtac, this is XTLX Prodigy.
Hi, Podtacular, this is Pyroflash.
Hey, this is Phil101. I was just calling to say goodbye to Podtacular. I'll really miss you guys. Thanks for the great podcast and helping me meet so many great people. Thanks, bye.
Hey, Podtacular, this is MadAdam4.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Dust Storm.
Hey, everyone, it's Babamba Corrupt.
Hello, Podtacular, this is Immortal 3. Conan, send my goodbyes to the podcast.
All right, Podtacular, this is Mr. Buddha from the forum.
Hey, this is Orion Sniper 07.
Hey, guys, it's Renegade N. Just want to give a huge shout-out to Fumo Jive, JBB, and Spellcheck, wherever the hell you are, man. It's been a wild ride, and I've enjoyed every little bit of it. And I thank you guys for having such a great time here, and thanks to all the community, too. You guys have done such great work around the site and made it what it is now. So keep on fragging trucks, kids.
Hey, guys. It's Swift Ninja 1.
Hey, guys. It's Painkiller 05. Just thought I'd pay my last respects to the podcast. It's been a great run. I've been here from the beginning. Fumo Jive, JVB, Captain Kronk, Dialtex, Cyclonic Spellcheck, everyone who's made this podcast what it is now is owe you a lot. You've created a flagship community for the Halo world, and good luck for your future, and thank you for everything. See you guys.
Hey, this is Heavenly Yeti.
This is King Louis 501.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Nemesis.
My gamer tag is Paranoia OMG.
Hey, Podtacular, it's KeyFX. I just want to give thanks out to Fumo Jive, JVB, all the admins on the site. And all my fellow clan members, Podtacular, you guys rock. Man, gonna miss you guys.
Okay, welcome back. And we're continuing on the history lesson of Podtacular, the ultimate tale from the foxhole here, talking about how Podtacular got going. And we're at a point where we're mentioning briefly our experience with some people that caused a lot of trouble at Podtacular. We're not going to name any names, but let's see, Spellcheck, why don't you tell us about a few things that we kind of went through on that and like what we learned from it.
I don't know. Spellcheck's eating a corn dog.
He just burned his mouth with a corn dog earlier. He was like,
Okay, I'm my mouth is clear of corn dog right now. I can talk.
Got you mid-bite there.
What are we talking
about?
I got it. Don't worry about editing it.
No.
Don't worry about editing. This is good. We'll leave this.
Okay.
But yeah, we did have a little bit of issues with because the thing about like a voluntary community is really you can't discipline anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Something that we kind of learned real quick. You can't when people are just giving their time, you can't say stop.
It's hard to fire volunteers.
Stop or else.
Problem. you can't just tell a volunteer like please stop volunteering and helping us because it's kind of mean. But I mean, we did have to. There's a couple people. I'm not gonna name any names, but they really were. It's mainly within clans, and we talked about that a little bit earlier. But we're through a lot of that stuff now, and I mean, it's very minor if we ever had to face it again. But there was a time when Fumo had to post all over the forums, and it was bad.
Yes, it got bad, and you know, like we talked about it, it was the first time that we actually went through conflict like this, and we pulled through. You know, the community came together, and it became stronger, in my opinion, after that.
Definitely. I mean, there was we've been through this a couple times, you know, in throughout Podtacular. It's like, you know, it's like we've had our great times and we've had our bad times, you know, and, you know, these were some of the more awkward times, definitely, but they, you know, they taught us a lot, which was the important part. You know, they taught us about, you know, how to improve our, so this doesn't happen again, how to make our community stronger, you know, how to work together as a team to keep the kind of the have fail safes in place so it doesn't happen. And, you know, it was stuff in the forums. It's people, you know, back talking and things like that here and there. And, it got, at one point, I remember writing these rules in the forums called the strong community rules. Basically about, you know, like, don't talk crap about people, you know, be nice, be a nice person. Don't try to like call people out and startle this, you know, teenage politics and stuff on the forums and just be a cool person, you know? So, but there were specific rules within that, you know, like don't talk. I mean, you know, make sure to bring any problems you have up with people in private messaging, and don't post private messages on the forums and, you know, little things like that. But, you know, once we worked through those issues, I think, yeah, everybody, what happened is like on all of the times that it seems like when we had this, I'm sure Captain Crunk can agree with me there here. It seems like, our community, just like all the people that wanted Podtacular to stay, that felt like it felt like they were invested in Podtacular. It was part of them. They really wanted it to succeed, and they came out of the woodwork to stand up for, you know, what was right and for what was good about Podtacular, and say, we're not going to let this die. We're going to make sure that this stays a positive place where people can play Halo and make friends like it should be.
Definitely. Right. And you know what's good.
Yeah. I think that was always the ultimate goal of, you know, of doing the show, of doing the site, with all of it, is just, you know, having a place for people. I mean, to have people just come and start trouble, it's not called for.
And personally, I'm surprised that it didn't happen more often. When you consider the reputation that Halo 2 players had, you know, that it was screaming 13-year-old boys who all they did was curse, and it was full of racial, you know, conflict and blah blah blah. And we had this community that, yeah, once in a blue moon we had, you know, some conflict, but those people aren't around anymore, and we are. And our community is one of the most well-respected communities out there right now.
Yeah, that's part of why I latched on to Podtacular, is because of all the hard work you guys were doing to keep it a nice community.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't easy. It was not easy. And speaking of the community, Quality Jeverage put together his own little comic strip called Weekly Porridge that took off.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
I had a chance to talk to Jeverage after he like started for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because like one of the things I did while I was away was immediately after I had left, I kind of got together with a few friends. I did my own little podcast called The Electric Pony Show. Yes.
Which I used to listen to.
There was 1.5 episodes. and you know what? If you have a copy of it, you're one up on me, because I don't even have anything regarding it anymore. But one other thing I did was I actually did a set of comics too, and that's where Jeverage G said he got the idea for it, was from a set of comics I did for a little bit.
Yeah, I remember.
I'll see if I can find those. I'll probably repost them if I can find them. Mm-hmm. But that's where Jeverage said he got the idea, and it was like really kind of cool thing. He got a lot of people from the community involved. He had like recurring characters involving.
I was a giant foot. I was a giant foot. Dalpex was like a banana with.
Oh, he was a phone.
He was a phone, yeah.
Big biceps.
Yeah.
And and there was a lone banana phone, right? And he was a banana.
Yes, And Painkiller was a little round character. I don't know.
He was like a meatball with glasses.
Yeah, like... My character ever did was just like step on people. I don't know.
Yeah,
I was like, what was
Fumo's? Yeah, that's what. Like you were coming down from the clouds to take control of the issue.
Oh, dude, remember they had? I forgot who made it, but Fumoism. Remember that?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to forget it. Thanks, JBB.
I think there was a Bible or something.
The Fumoist.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Fumoist.
It looks like Fumoist.
Yeah.
I believe in the existence of Fumo.
Yes.
I remember that. like that was like one of the times that I kind of came back to visit the people. I did that.
I'm
remember
visiting
that.
The people.
Yeah,
but like, every now and then I'd get kind of curious as to what was going on and like.
So were you a Fumoist?
I was. I did join the ranks of those loyal to the Fumo.
Yeah, I was trying to get him to stop because it was like, dude, you guys.
Yeah, it got too far, man.
Yeah, it really did.
There was a podcast, I think, that was, remember somebody wanted to start a podcast?
They actually recorded a podcast, like, and we are the Fumoists, and we are here to talk about our dedication.
Oh, dude. remember at one point, there was so many members from Podtacular starting their own podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like flooded, man, with our guys starting podcasts, man. It was like, wow. And they would wind up talking about Halo.
Yep.
Without even realizing it. But there were some good things that came out of some of the members. Painkiller had his Podtacular Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And Chevelle started Halo News, which was, I loved it, especially the Voltron.
Oh, so funny.
That was
so
great
funny.
Show.
Mm-hmm. Or the Michael Jackson gang.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I love that one.
Yes, yes. And they were well made and actually, and of course, funny as hell.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the guy that was going to jump off the building and every song the police played to calm him down was about jumping.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was great, man. They always blew someone up in a creative way at the end. They always, like, shot
rockets. Oh, yeah, the anchors always died at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a super cool show, man.
Yeah, no, we still have great content from the community members. And we also won an award for 2006 Listener Choice Podcast of the Year.
Yeah.
And that year, actually, and that was from podcastawards.com, but that was the same year that you guys won the Gamertag Radio, the first annual Gamertag Radio Community Awards for Best Podcast as well.
I voted so many times, like every day.
Me too, dude.
There was a once a day thing, right?
And it was funny because I remember cheering.
Both the Gamertag Radio one and the 2006 podcast one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did they ever send you the prizes?
Nope, they never sent their prize. That whole thing was ended up being like a big joke because I emailed them because at first they emailed us and said, okay, what's your address? I'm like, all right, they're going to send us a prize. It's cool. And then they never, you know, we never get anything. And then Dialpex like calls them up and they're like, oh, that's because we never got your address. And they're like, you emailed us and asked about it. Here's what it is. And then I emailed them back at least twice after that telling them my address. And they never sent me the prizes. And I'm sure they'll claim, it's because we never got your address. And I got responses for all those emails, too. They just...
Wow.
I don't know what the problem is, but it was kind of funny. But really, the important part was the community was really proud of what we'd done together. You know, we all banded together. And, you know, Cap Grocery member is on the front page for like a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we voted four times, maybe without breaking the rules. And then what else did?
Actually, I don't think that's something we talked about the podcast, is that this is one of the few, if only even now, that really involves the community. I mean, now JVB's doing that with his show. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, I'm
back then, it was like, why, you know, it was a big deal to bring so many people onto your show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, even just the kind of reader contributed or listener contributed, you know, stuff.
You don't
see that too much. It's usually someone talking or a couple of people talking or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes.
You know, about whatever they want about. But when you've got people actively participating or submitting things, it brings people into it. You know?
Yeah. Until this day, people are excited to see their submissions. Hear their submissions being read on this show.
I got at least just two like or three tales from the foxhole just this week. People still send them in, man.
Because there's still some of the old
episodes. I'll send you one tomorrow.
They're persistent. They're like, we don't believe it.
After a point, they stop.
Before I forget, we were in a magazine.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes. In London, we were UK or something, right?
Well, no, it was a Game Informer, if I remember correctly.
Wow.
Tips and Tricks. That
no,
was it.
Tips and Tricks. Right. I knew it was like something like smaller, but I hold a grudge to it this day.
Why?
They spelled spell check incorrectly.
By incorrectly, you mean correctly?
No.
Aww.
That's ironic.
They did like SPELLCHECK.
Yeah.
correctly.
I bet their editor wouldn't let them spell it right.
And I was like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah. Like they were like, you spell check to spell it.
They tried to look that one up. I couldn't have seen mine. I was like right next to it.
Those bastards!
But believe it or not, I mean, you know, like Fumo Jive, I mean, like we were saying that people were like doing podcasts based off, you know, Fumo theories or whatever. And, you were even featured on the community spotlight on Bungie.net. And that was a big deal as well. Because, truthfully, a lot of people used to ask me if I was the one who created Podtacular. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, it's Fumo Jive. And you know, I'm like, I'm just the loudmouth of the show. And I said, Fumo Jive does all the back, I almost said backdoor stuff, but that would have been inappropriate. But he does the behind the scenes stuff that nobody realizes. And, you know, when I saw you on Bungie.net, I was like, sweet, you know, finally getting the recognition he deserves. And, you know, like, I mean, the time when you and I went to Seattle, and, you know, I was so happy that they invited you there.
That was,
because, I mean, it was only fair.
That was super cool. I mean, we were the only community that they invited two people from the community from.
Yes. And, yes, we were the only show, the complete show.
Big thanks.
Well, not really, because Gronk and Dalper. You know.
Yeah, I wish we could have, you know, had a lot more people come, definitely, but, you know. But, speaking of which, JV, you're talking about the things like that with the recognition. You were also nominated at Gamertag Radio recently for Xbox Community Member of the Year. And you went on to become an Xbox MVP 2 years in a row now and be a leader at Gamertag Radio and starting your own podcast, Post Game Report. So you got a lot of stuff under your belt as well, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, hey, I got Podtacular to thank for that, man. And actually, I do want to go into how I became the co-host, because
I didn't want to ask you that for so long.
Well, it's funny because when you left,
I got
you know,
love
he
Dick.
Was bringing in you know different hosts. So I'd be on my computer, and at the time I used to use MSN a lot, and I get a message, "Hey, JVB, can you do the show tonight?" Sure. You know, I mean, I was excited as all hell to do it. And then it became like every other week. And then it was like almost every week. And then G. Lewis one day during the game of Halo 2, he's like, "Do you know you're winning the poll, for next co-host?" And I'm like, "Excuse me?" He's like, "Yeah, we all decided to do a poll of who would be, the next co-host." So I'm like, did Fumo Jive do this poll? He goes, "No." So I'm like, "Well, then it's not official then, you know?" I said, "But I'll go take a look." So I'm looking. It was me, Lone Banana Phone, G. Lewis, you know, several other of the more popular members that have hung around for 3 years with us. And I remember seeing, like, throughout this whole mess of replies, Fumo Jive saying, "Well, too bad JBB is busy. Are you?" And you put a big question mark. And I was like, "Whoa, wait a minute. I better contact him right away." So I was like, "Dude, man, if you need to hold something down." And that's just how it went through. And it was funny because we never officially announced it till maybe, what, almost a year later? Like, "Oh, yeah, by the way, you know, I'm the, I'm the new co-host." You know, it was just like, I just jumped in and just, I don't know. Never was officially announced. There was no big, like, secret or nothing. It's, you know, I don't know. It was definitely an exciting time for me. I mean, I told my wife, I'm going to be the co-host. And, you know, I mean, even to this day, you know, it's still exciting to do the show and everything. So,
yeah, I think both of you guys, really, a lot of people really kind of identify with what you bring to the show, and, you know, it balances things out. I mean, I know for me as a listener, it brings a different dynamic, but it's still just as entertaining and amusing and fun to listen to, you know?
Mm-hmm. So, well, thank you for that. Yeah, it was funny because some people were like, "Well, we prefer Spellcheck." And other people were like, "No, we prefer JVB." And, you know, I mean, in a perfect world, it would have been the three of us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. At the time, you know, the majority of our audience was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And so they related more to Spellcheck.
Right.
And, you know, I was an old fart. I'm still an old fart. And, you know, it was an acquired taste, I guess.
I have to say, though, like, when I found out that you got the, when I found out that JVB got the co-host position, I was as ecstatic. I couldn't have been happier that you ended up being the one.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah, man. But no.
Don't tear up now.
Oh, but I have to, you know, thank Mike for asking me. And, you know, yes, I'm in like a million podcasts, different websites, you know, Xbox MVP 2 years in a row. And I was a shoelace away from being the fourth member of Gamerscope blog with Microsoft. And I mean, I never announced that, but I was awfully close to last year working for Microsoft. And it's all due to the fact that I started, you know, podcasting with Podtacular. Cool. So figured I'd let that out now.
Dun, dun, dun. Now we know.
Yeah, I remember calling Mike. Dude, I got to talk to you, man.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing. I was like, whoa.
I've used Podtacular as a resume thing once, and it helped me.
Cool. Yeah, you'd be surprised, especially nowadays. You guys about this? No, like, please do.
So my senior year, no, this was my junior year. I didn't get into a production class. Funny me, you know, the guy who used to edit the shows regularly didn't get into a production class. I used Podtacular, and I got into the class, and I ended up like, I was like the number one student in the class, and I ended up like winning an award at the end of class for like, you know, most productive student, like best student. Nice. And like, I have a plaque on the wall in that classroom now for like best student ever or something.
Wow.
I was like awesome. The teacher's like favorite, and so
nice.
But yeah, Podtacular helps. It's a good community.
Exactly.
But we can't stop here. We got to keep going. I mean, there's absolutely more stuff that we got to remember. Yes. Didn't Fumo get a free 360 out of the whole thing?
Yes, I was just about to say that. How you know, I believe it was you, Krunk, and Dalpex.
Yeah,
that started the whole campaign.
Yeah, I think it was actually one of
Immortal Three.
Yeah, that was Immortal 3, that's who it was. Mm-hmm. He came up with this idea, and I think he hit the Dialpex with it, and then, you know, we talked about it, and we got it all arranged, and, you know, started approaching different people, and we said, yeah, we can do this. Because at the time, it was like, Fumo was the only one without one.
Yeah.
Without 360, and that's,
I know. We used to say, dude, how are you gonna play Halo 3 if you don't have 360? Oh, I'm gonna get one.
Well, even like the episode before that or something, right? You guys made a big deal out of it, like, oh, you don't have a 360?
Yeah, on purpose. Yeah. And then we finally.
How did you keep it a secret?
Oh, it was rough.
Yeah, it was a bit of covert operations.
Yeah, really, man. That was like
it was tough because there was so many people involved, and
yeah, there was a lot of people in on that, and you know, we wanted to approach enough people to actually get it done, but you know, we wanted to make sure that it didn't get out too early or anything like that.
Now,
that's one of the things about, or that's one of the things we learned about some of the people is that there's a lot of people that you can kind of trust with this, mm-hmm. you know?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Now, I remember, number one, seeing the pictures that Fuma wife took.
Oh.
But wasn't there a conversation between you, Fumo Jive, and Dialpex?
There was. He said,
well, we actually did an episode on this, but yeah. I mean, that was so long ago.
Real quick,
so go through that.
One time we were on IM, right? We talked about it on IM, and he said something about like, I need to get that $350, you know, to get it all together. We need to hurry up and get it. And he actually posted it in the wrong window. He was trying to post it to Immortal 3 or something, or to Captain Crook.
He was talking to me, yeah.
Oh, yeah? Whoops. And I was like, $350? What are you talking about? And he was like, oh, crap! And then he had, like, the most ridiculous, like, story to back up his claim. He goes, oh, well, something about, like, my... Because he was getting married soon. My brother bought me this blender for $350, and I need to get it back from him. I'm like, a $350 blender? And I'm like, what the heck?
Like a cake mixer or something?
Yes,
like,
yeah.
Now, if you've seen the Will It Blend stuff, a $350 blender isn't really that crazy. If you buy
$350? I mean, maybe $200 for like a really nice gold-plated blender, but geez. And I'm like, what kind of blender costs $300? He's like, I know, I gotta take it back. And I'm like, yeah, you better, dude. That's $350. And I'm like, man, I can't believe his brother. That's crazy, man. Oh, God.
Your brother's a jerk. Tell him I said
that. Go home, tell him, $350 blender. Do you believe it? Is that nuts or what? And she's like, yeah, right. Yeah, sure. I know about that.
Yeah, yeah. And then obviously, she was in on it.
Yep. Yep. She,
Remind everyone, how'd you actually get the Alpex mailed it to for my wife, right?
Mm-hmm. It was a GameStop card. I think it was 360 to 360, if I remember right. And they sent it, this envelope, and she brought it in there, and she goes, "There's something for you." And I'm like, "What is this?" And I had no idea. And I'm sitting there at my desk, and then she goes and gets a camera or something. I'm like, "What are you doing?" And she's like, "Just open it." And I opened it, and I was like, "Ooh!" I just was looking at my face, like, "Oh my!" My eyes are about to pop out of my head. I was like, "Oh my gosh!"
Did it look anything like that still from Pod TV 3 when you had?
Not exactly. That looked more like I was about to fall asleep from being too much of a doofus. But
no, but dude,
this was like okay. Total Recall, like when he lands in the busts his face mask. It's like.
Spell check. The funny thing was, I was living in Florida already when he got that. So the first time I go to his house, I see his Xbox in the living room, sitting on top of a cat house.
Yeah,
and it's like angled. It's like on a slant. And I was like, I gotta take a picture, dude.
That's my entertainment center, man.
Sweetest setup I've ever seen. Yeah. Like, I got nowhere to put it, man. I'm like, dude, your cat must be so hot.
He's like an oven.
My cat has the red rings of death, man.
Oh, man. So, I mean, we've had a lot of great stuff. Memories. People are still doing things in the forums like Pod Fiction and,
the Podtacker RPG.
RPG. Yes.
What is that? Can someone explain that to me? I missed that. That's part of when I was gone.
Cat Clark, you know the deal, yeah. Right? Or Chucky, or...
I know.
I don't know.
I read some of it in the beginning, and I was like, I cannot... I mean, it seemed like in one day, it got hundreds of replies, and I was totally lost.
It's like... It's like a Final Fantasy style, maybe like a Final Fantasy 2 or 3 style RPG, but with all characters from the forums. And it's stuff like, G. Lewis saying, "Fetch my towel for me," and, Jevard saying,
"Fetch my towel."
Jevard saying, "Go get, go get Painkiller for me," or something like that. So it's all like little things from Podtacular based on like all the little inside jokes we have going on at Podtacular in the community and in the podcast and stuff like that. It was really, really cool. And everybody had like their own character and it was something else, man. That was done by Twest 87.
Twest 87, yes.
But is it a Windows program?
Yeah.
That's why. Yeah.
And let's not forget the very popular Podtacular IRC channel.
Oh, yes.
I was off that the other night. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's Captain still Brooke there. Can probably go into that. That was a good thing and a blessing and a curse, and it turned out to be more
really
a curse.
Want to.
Oh, okay. Well, basically, we ended up saying, the problem with IRC is it's not the nature of IRC is that it's not moderated. So we ended up saying, mm-hmm. Never mind. Let's just go back to forums.
We gave KP a lot of headaches.
Yeah, KP was like, that's enough, you guys.
Yes. And Fumo, I mean, last year, or before Halo 3 was released, you and I used to call each other before every show, like, dude, what are we going to cover, man? We got no news for Halo 3.
Yeah.
Halo 2 is old.
Yeah, it was.
What are we going to do?
That was funny because it was like, yeah, it really was. Like, before each show, we were like, what the heck, man? What's going to be this show?
Exactly.
Viva Pinata? Maybe?
Yes, I remember that was.
I made fun of that game, and I regret it. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah,
that is an excellent game.
Hey, well, spell check. You once said that you like Animal Crossing better than Halo 2.
Oh,
so
heresy.
Probably did.
actually, I still do. When they release one for Wii, I might start my own Animal Crossing Wii podcast.
Nah.
Nice.
For Gemini, he started an Animal Crossing podcast.
He still has it, too.
Oh, wow.
Really? Wow. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful, wonderful game. It's so quirky. It's so family-friendly. It's, like, the best game I've ever played. It's just, like, so well done.
Yes, yes.
Like,
oh man,
you can play it for months and you'll never feel bored.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's fun.
Okay. Not a show. That was a pretty memorable one.
Yes. I was about to say that because we had Andrew Banjo.
And Frank Gamer.
That was a very entertaining show. I mean.
Yeah, with all the innuendos that they had going on, especially Brent Gamer, man, that guy was.
And then towards the end, Angel lost it. And
yep.
Is that where Rumple Big Butt came?
Oh yeah,
yes, Rumple Big Butt.
Yep.
Rumple Big Butt.
Yeah.
Like speaking of Brent Gamer, he does a community heat lamp feature on Pawtacular.com.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's done that in a while, though, right?
It's been a while, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while. But
definitely a great feature.
He also, of course, is famous for, like, all of his really quirky, like, send-ins for the Pawtacular podcast.
Submissions from the toilet.
Exactly. He would just tell all these crazy jokes and stuff. It was really awesome, man.
And you know what? Brent Gamer... I mean, he has a future in something involving entertainment.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
He's a very talented
individual.
Man. Yep. I mean, he's talented as all heck. So Brent Gamer,
I
want to
be buying
a podcast,
Brent Gamer DVDs, 10 years from now.
Yes. We've met a lot of talented people in our community. I mean, starting with Spellcheck and,
Now, Brent this Gamer. Might be a good time to ask if we have any idea who the secret admirer is.
Oh, yeah. I have no idea to this day.
Well, actually, let's get back to that in just a second after we take a quick break here and get to some more people that signed their gamer tags to say goodbye to the Podtacular Audio Podcast.
Liars.
As we transition to video, and here we go. Here's more of them.
Hello, and I'm ATL Richard 77.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Unreal Chief.
Dante's is here with my first and I guess last con.
Hey, Pawtacular, this is Facehead. Hey, guys, Kapow have my game tags. Kapow for the win.
Hey, guys, this is Lil Kook.
Hey, Pawtacular, this is Coco Shanane.
Hey, this is Immortal Moose.
Hey, someone, this is KBC.
Hey, guys, this is Nightlight 82.
Yo, it's Scotland 916 here, and I just want to say, keep on fragging trucks, you fraggers fragging trucks. Love you guys, peace.
Hey, this is Rich Piblo, and I was just calling in to bid Pawtacular a good farewell. We had a great run, guys, and you guys really made the last couple years great for me, and I'm sure everyone there. And I'd just like to say thanks for everything. Okay, bye.
Hey, what up, everybody? This is SG Awestruck.
Hey, what's up, Pawtacular? This is Shadow Shucker 94.
Hey, Pawtacular, this is Penguin Smacker.
Hey, Pawtacular, this is XESP, XJoe, X.
Hey, Pawtacular, this is Zomg26.
Yo, this is a GTX Charger.
Hey, this is G. Lewis. This is Colin, and say goodbye. It's been a great 2-3 years of listening to the podcast. And big shout out to JVB and Fumo Jive for all the good job they did. Spellcheck and everybody else.
Hey, this is Brent Gamer from the Pawtacular community. Just to say that Pawtacular's had a great run. And I love you, Foo and JVB. I love you guys. Goodbye.
Hey, everybody, it's Chevelle65. Just want to say, hey, Pawtacular. Thanks for the friends list. 95% now. All Pawtacular peeps, thanks a lot. Thanks for letting me be on the show twice. Had a blast. Thank you, JVB, Captain Crunk, and Dial. Had so much fun with you guys doing that. And I guess last but not least, PTFO. That's right, PTFO, guys. Later.
Hey, this is Killzilla. Well, for my time, JVB, just wanted to call in and thank you guys for, doing the show. Because without this show, if I hadn't discovered Pawtacular on Bungie.net, I would not be as involved in the gaming industry and community as I am now. But because of you guys got me into the field, and now I'm... I've decided what I'm going to do in my life. So look forward to playing with you guys in the future, and good luck with whatever you're going to do after this. Thanks a lot, guys. Bye.
Hey, guys. It's Marty101162.
Hey, Pawtacular. It's Moonman2282.
Hey, Pawtacular. This is Plasma Grenades. This is going to be my final voicemail.
What's up, guys? My giver tag is Pwners1000.
Hey, Pawtacular. This is XGeekX.
RHCP117.
Hey, this is Shadow Chaos.
Hey, this is Halo Affinity.
This is a sketch.
Hey, Potacular. It's Lone Banana Phone. I spent the last 5 minutes trying to think of something witty or something impressive or something cool to say so that you would remember me, but nothing came to mind because I am quite saddened by the news that that Podtacular will be no more, just as a podcast. But I just called in to say thank you for everything. It was an awesome time being on the shows, getting to know everybody. Fumo and JVB, good luck in your pursuits and everything you do. And just know that you made a lot of people come together, I guess, as cheesy as it is. But it's really cool that you guys can be, you know, older gamers and have everyone look up to you. So good luck with everything. Thank you for all the good times. And I will see you later. Keep on fragging trucks. Adios.
This concludes part one of the final episode of Podtacular. But stick around, there's going to be more at part two. We're going to be talking about the more recent history of Podtacular. We're going to be covering an interview that we did with Godfrey at Gamertag Radio when we first started out, Spellcheck and I. And we're going to be playing back some really cool voicemails from the Halo Nation and the greater gaming community. So stick around and check it out.
There's only one thing left to say.
This week on the GamerCast Network. From the Great Northwest, the Xbox MVP returns from a meeting with his brethren. What knowledge can he pass on to us mere mortals? Find out in episode 86 of the Video Game Show. This week on Uncle Gamer, Wii Fit's price point isn't it? The PlayStation Store relaunches, and one of the three hosts has a special announcement. This week, Gamertag Radio brings you an exclusive podcast interview with Volition about their upcoming game, Saints Row 2, for the Xbox 360 and PS3. Boost your gamer score with the latest tips from Achievement Junkie. Tune in to Podtacular for the biggest stories in the unofficial Halo universe. On Sarcastic Gamer, the guys have caught Grand Theft Auto 4 fever and find out what games under $10 are worth grabbing. Discover the website that brings you all these great episodes and headlines at GamerCastNetwork.com.